one that Montesquieu did not see, one that no one has seen. Space. Extent of territory. Now, recall that Crèvecœur found refuge for liberty by moving into open space. Space is a concept that's out there. Space helped to bring down the Massachusetts Bay elite. Space has always been an animating dynamic of the American psyche because we've had so much of it, and at that time they had an entire continent. But Hamilton says if you add space, extent of territory, to the science of politics, you turn the key and create the possibility of stable and enduring Republican government and the protection of liberal values. Hamilton says, to this catalog of circumstances that tend to the amelioration of popular systems of government, I shall venture, however novel it may seem to some, to add one more, the enlargement of the orbit within which such systems are to revolve. Federalist number 9. Hamilton adds to Montesquieu. Hamilton adds to our understanding of what constitutes stable government. What do you need? Well, you need those things, and you need a lot of space. Because space makes possible stability. Now, he knew that this was contrary to Montesquieu's argument. And as you'll see when we look at the Antifederalists, they waved the spirit of the laws at Hamilton like crazy. Why? Because Montesquieu said, you can only have Republican government in a small territory. Large territories can only be governed by kings. And if you want powerful rhetorical fodder at this point in time, say the Constitution is creating a new kingdom. We're going back to George III, except it's going to be George I and it's Washington. We didn't trade out one monarchy for another. Now, Hamilton's a bright man. Richard Brookshire, one of his biographers, argued that if he were around today and took the LSAT, he'd get a perfect score on the law school entrance exam. He was that kind of bright. He knew that people would say, but. His response was, Montesquieu was wrong. Because Montesquieu had never seen an expansive republic. Montesquieu had never envisioned the circumstances of America. And that, in fact, most of the states that presently existed were larger than the republics of which Montesquieu was talking. And he said, he turned the argument of states' rights on them. He said, if Montesquieu's correct, you guys are too big. And you'll have to break your states up into smaller chunks because you can't be Republican. So Montesquieu is turned on his head by Hamilton. Instead of small being better, big is better. Enlarge the orbit. Now, Hamilton sets up what is perhaps the most important set of arguments in the Federalist Papers, and they are found in Federalist number 10, which was written by these short or very short, depending on whether you like him or not, Madison. This is Federalist 10 and the concept of faction. Remember, at the beginning of Federalist 9, I read the quote from Hamilton, the new Republican of the Constitution will be able to control domestic faction. I didn't define it. Neither did Hamilton, because Madison does in 10. Madison's definition is this. By a faction, I mean a group of citizens, whether amounting to a majority or a minority of the whole, who are united and actuated by some common impulse of passion or of interest, adverse to the rights of others or to the permanent and aggregate interests of the whole. That's what faction is. All right? That's Madison's take on faction. That's what this new government is going to be able to control. It's dangerous because it is, according to Madison, the mortal disease under which popular governments have everywhere perished. The mortal disease. Faction always brings down popular governments. You've got to control it. The question is how. In this lecture and the next lecture, we'll look at the how. And in the 14th lecture, we will look back at how to interpret the how. And we'll step into scholarly debates about the meaning of the Federalist Papers and the meaning, in fact, of the Constitution.